שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Hello, we'll be reading from the book of Zohar, the portion of Bo, Kama to Pharaoh, the sea monsters. That's the part of the Zohar we'll be reading. You can find the text on kabbalahmedia.info. You can watch the lesson on Kabbalah TV, where you can also send us questions, and some relevant to the lesson's subject will be asked here.
We'll try to be together as much as possible in connection. Let's long for us to reveal the reforming light through our connection, as the Zohar, it's especially, is known as the source for the reforming light. Please.
The sea monsters, the crocodiles, rather. 36. Come unto Pharaoh. It should have said, go unto Pharaoh. But the Creator let Moses in rooms within rooms to one high crocodile from which several degrees descend. And he is the great crocodile. 37. And Moses feared and did not approach, except to those Nile rivers that are his degrees. But he feared the crocodile itself and did not come near, because he saw it rooted in the upper roots. 38. Since the Creator saw that Moses was afraid, and no other appointed emissaries above could approach it, the Creator said, behold, I am upon you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great crocodile that lies in the midst of his rivers. The Creator needed to wage war against him, and no other, as it is written, I, the Lord, I am, and not an emissary. And they explained the wisdom of the crocodile that lies in the midst of his Niles to those who travel on the road, who know the secret of their master. 39. And God created the great crocodiles, which is the Leviathan and its female partner. The word crocodiles in Hebrew is written without the letter Yud, since he killed the female, and the Creator elevated her to the righteous. Hence, only one great crocodile remained. Also, know that a Leviathan is a pure fish. The Leviathan and his female partner are of a very high root. This is because the sea is Malchut, from the discernment of Chokhmah, and the most important of all sea creatures is the Leviathan. Thus, he is the whole of the Chokhmah in the sea, although he does not extend from Chokhmah itself, but rather from Binah that returned to Chokhmah, the left line in her, called the point of Shuruk. This is why it is written about them, and God created the great crocodiles, since Binah is called Bria, creation. And yet, his place was not determined as the sea itself, which is Malchut d'Atzilut. Rather, a place was prepared in the world of Bria, outside of Atzilut, below Malchut d'Atzilut, which are the 10 river Niles, or 10 Nile rivers. But if they are from the degrees of holiness, why were they killed, since the Nukva was killed instantly, and the male was killed later too, as it is written, and the Creator will slay the crocodile that is in the sea. It is so because killing means annulment of his degree and return to Atzilut. At the end of correction, all the three worlds, Bia, will be cancelled, and will return to Atzilut. But if it were necessary to kill the female so that the world would not be ruined, why did the Creator create her to begin with? After all, this killing refers only to her service of the Leviathan. But she was not altogether revoked, as the souls of the righteous feed off of her. 40. The great crocodile, which is the male Leviathan, survived and was lying within the 9 Nile rivers, which correspond to the 9 Sfirot Chabad Chagat Nihi. And one Nile, whose waters are still, is the Ketel. The blessings of the waters of the garden, which is Malchut d'Atzilut, fall in it 3 times a year. Those are the 3 lines of which it is said, 3 times a year, all your males shall appear. And if only twice occurs, only 2 lines, right and left, the Nile is blessed, but not as much because the middle line is missing. And if only one occurs, either right or left, it is not blessed by it. And the nine Niles that are at the bottom of the nine Sfirot receive from the Nile that is Keter. 41. And this crocodile, which comes in the keter of the Niles, gradually strengthens in it and swims and enters the sea, Malchut Datzilut, where it rules and swallows several species of fish, which are degrees within the sea that are inferior to it. It swallows them, and they are completed within it. And then it returns to the still Nile. And these nine Niles come up towards him to receive their abundance, since they receive their abundance from the still Nile, their keter. And around the Nile are several types of trees and grasses. And this is the first among the Niles, the keter. 42. The order of the elicitation of the ten Niles is that three drops from the three lines included in the left line emerge from the left side, from one tube, being Yesod HaZalampin, which stretches and comes out. And each drop expands into three drops, making it nine drops. And each drop becomes one Nile. These are the nine Niles that gradually intensify and swim and surround all the firmaments, the boundaries of the second restriction. 43. After these drops complete their elicitation, what remains of them, all the discernments of Keter and Chochmah above Binah, which does not extend with the three lines, is a single drop that stays and quietly falls among the Niles and becomes a Nile. This is the silent Nile, the still Nile. 44. The Nile that comes out, Yesod HaZalampin, which stretches and comes out, emits other drops of blessings from the right side, when it bestows upon Malchut from the three lines included in the right line. What remains of these drops and did not come out with them from the Sfirot above Binah too, which do not extend with the three lines, is one drop that remains of these blessings, which emerges quietly and falls into the still Nile. Thus, the still Nile has the illumination of the right and is the most important Nile. 45. When these four rivers that emerge from the Garden of Eden, exit and separate, that river, called Pishon, falls into the still Nile and is included in it. Hence, the kingdom of Babel is included in that river, for Pishon is the kingdom of Babel. Pishon is the first Rosh, the first head of the four rivers, and Babel is the Rosh of the four Malchuyot. Hence, Pishon is Babel, and all the other Niles are nourished and filled by this Nile, by this still Nile. 46. Every day, there walks and swims one crocodile. There are nine crocodiles, and each punctures a hole in its head, as it is written, "You broke the heads of the sea of the crocodiles in the waters." Even this great crocodile is so, because they all blow wind upwards and not downwards. They receive from the middle line, which determines that the illumination of the right will spread from above downwards, and the illumination of the left will shine only from below upwards. And the crocodiles are all from the illumination of the left. Hence, they blow wind only upwards and not downwards. This is why they have a hole in their head, an orifice that came to them from the Masach Dechirik of the middle line, which diminished the gal de gar in them. This is the meaning of "You broke the heads of the crocodiles in the waters." And even at the time of Gadlut, when the Masach descends from Binah to its place, the hole remains in their heads, since the Gadlut does not shine from above downwards, since it lacks Gar Degar, which is why the hole remains in their heads, even in the great crocodile. 47. In the beginning God created, and it is written, and God created the great crocodiles. Both use the term creation. This shows that opposite every act in the ten utterances in the act of creation stand these ten Niles, where one crocodile flutters in the wind opposite each of them.
48.
This is why the world is shocked once every 70 years. Since when this great crocodile shakes and brings up its fins, all those who are in the Niles shake with it. Also, the whole world shakes and the land is shocked, for all are included in this great crocodile. The degree of the Leviathan, which is the great crocodile, is the Chokhmah that stretches from the left line. This Chokhmah appears only on the Sphira of Malchut in each degree, called the fin of the Leviathan. Also, it is implied in the number once every 70 years that 70 years are the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim, one of which is Malchut. You also know that the extension of Chokhmah comes in judgments, dinim. As it is written, the world is shocked once every 70 years in the illumination of Malchut, which elevates them in order to extend Chokhmah. And it is shocked since it is the way of Chokhmah to be drawn through judgments. Hence, it is shaken when drawing them, and because they are all included in it and receive their abundance from it, they are all shaken with it. And the earth was unformed, was chaos, tohu vavohu. Few are the ones who know how to imply the act of creation through the great crocodile. And since the whole world extends and cascades from the fin of that great crocodile, we should understand how it is implied in the whole act of creation. Since the whole of the act of creation is in Chokhmah. As it is written, in Chokhmah you have made them all, and the great crocodile is the whole of the Chokhmah. It is therefore necessary that everything extends from it. Moreover, it is specifically from the fins, which are his Malchut, since the illumination of Chokhmah appears only from the Malchut. 50. And the earth was unformed and void, tohu vavohu. Was, previously, means that it was unformed, it was tohu, before the correction began. This is so because in that first still Nile, when the great crocodile entered it, it was filled with the illumination of Chokhmah. And it swims and puts out the sparks that were gathered from the worlds that were ruined in the beginning, during the breaking of the vessels. At that time, sparks, which are judgments, came out to all sides. But now, the great crocodile puts out and revokes those judgments, since Chokhmah quenches all the judgments. 51. Those other crocodiles were and were not, because their illumination is not apparent in them. It is as though they did not exist. Their power is weakened so they will not destroy the world, except for once every 70 years, when they intensify with the strength of that great crocodile, and he alone grows stronger. But if his nukva had been living with him, the world would not have been able to withstand them. Chokhmah appears only in the Sphira of Malchut. This is so because once two lines, right and left, emerge, a dispute occurs between them. Hell came out of this dispute, and the world was ruined until the middle line came out and diminished the left line, so it would not shine, but only from below upwards. And the illumination from below upwards is regarded as the light of Malchut, the light of the female. Hence, Chokhmah that comes from the left cannot illuminate in the upper nine, in the male light, which imparts from above downwards, but only in Malchut, which imparts from below upwards, and is considered Vakdega. El Malchut is implied in the once every 70 years. Even though they were created, it is as though the other crocodiles never were. This is because their illumination, Chochmah, never appears in them, because Chochmah does not appear in their upper nine, whose force was weakened by the middle line, which reduced the male light from the illumination of Chochmah, so as to stop the dispute and to subdue the left before the right, so the world would not be ruined by the dispute. But once every 70 years, they intensify, only in their Malchut, since the light appears in their Malchut, which receives from the great crocodile and shines from below upwards. And he alone grows strong. This is so because the great crocodile, the whole of the light of Chochmah, shines only in its Malchut, only from below upwards, discerned as Vakdega, because they all blow wind upwards. The male can impart from above downward only if it is in unity of male and female, but without the nukva, it is considered vak without a gal. Hence, since the middle line is diminished, since the middle line diminished the gal de gal of the left line through the masach de chirik, it killed the nukva of the Leviathan, which is the great crocodile. Thus, the male Leviathan remained without a female, which is Vakdega, that shines only from below upwards. This diminution is necessary, because by that the middle line made peace between the right and the left. Thus, it was necessary to kill her. It follows that the nine crocodiles receive from the great crocodile, which is a female light. Thus, the nukva of the Leviathan was killed by the masach de chirik of the middle line, called the Creator.
Let's move to page... We're going to move to the Pesach book.
We'll be reading Rabash's article.
What is, for you are the least of all the people in the work?